impressed.
Jalen Hurts, I don't think he's an elite college football quarterback.
Parrish is on him. Hurts looking that way. Kirk throws it for the end zone, but over the head of Ridley.
Jalen Hurts has a problem throwing the damn football.
He just lacks the necessary tools. His accuracy dips dramatically when he pushes the ball down the field.
Nobody is worried about Jalen Hurts taking his spot. Nobody's concerned about Carson Wentz losing his job to Jalen Hurts.
The best case scenario I can see off the top is he would be a Taysom Hill.
And if you watch these young quarterbacks like Jalen Hurts, they aren't even in the same, they're not playing the same sport Dak is playing. Dak's playing grown-up football.
Could the Eagles be all in on Jalen Hurts?
No, because Skip, I don't see a guy that's good enough that can lead you to where ultimately where you want to go, which is the Super Bowl.
So my takeaway on Jalen Hurts is I don't think he's a franchise quarterback.
If you think a quarterback is going to run you to a Super Bowl, that is the question. I do not.
Hurts to the end zone for the touchdown. For the Eagles at their own 47. Good protection again. Launch downfield. Watkins wide open. Touchdown. Hurts keeps around the edge and bends it back down. Fighting for the end zone. What a run.
Now Hurts on the keep. Has a seam, and Jalen Hurts is in for the touchdown.
Jalen Hurts is the most valuable player of this league.
Is he really the guy? Well, guess what? He answered that one. Yes, he is.
Is Jalen Hurts the MVP right now?
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Is Jalen Hurts in the MVP conversation?
Absolutely.
By Omar, what do we have here? Another level of hypocrisy. Shout out to King John. Philadelphia Eagles fly, Eagles fly. Probably the only Eagles fan I know, but he's solid, you know? I called King Germ twice on Super Bowl Sunday, and I text him as well. And he was trying to be all, you know, niggas team make it to the championship. They want to be super cool about it. I'm not scared. You are. You are. You had every reason to be nervous. You didn't have any other reason not to be nervous, even with one of the best offensive lines and one of the best defensive lines. Yes, you do. You got two white boys behind there, too. Where you going? Where you going? Okay. That's what I want to hear. He's going straight to work after this. After he just finished meshing with seven floozies in the street, he's going to work. That's what I like to hear. And he's thirsty. He should be thirsty. Because after picking up several hoochies, look at that. Agua. The same water Jalen Hurts was drinking before the Super Bowl. Am I wrong? Jalen Hurts was drinking Gatorade. What flavor Gatorade was Jalen Hurts drinking? You said what? The what? Oh, that's his cherry. I'm not sure why it's white, but I forgot. It's a cherry one. That is a good one. He had the cherry white Gatorade. Very good. Very good. He performed very well. He was actually the Super Bowl MVP. I ain't got no round of applause sound effects. I don't have that one. But he did what a lot of people thought was going to be done by Saquon. I mean, they got one of the, if not the best running back in the game. And that defense stepped up. And they was on Pat Mahomes' ass all night. The game... To tell you the truth, most of America was just tuning in for the halftime performance, which I'm about to get another dominant. Another dominant. You want to talk about... That was probably the most dominant Sunday. The only thing that you could have added was the Monday night game between my Lakers featuring the first game Luka played in. Okay. Now, yeah, we end up playing against Utah, but it's always good to play against Utah. We hate Utah. But let's get back to it. Dominant performance. I loved every bit of it. The game was over at halftime. A lot of people tell you that. A lot of people tuned out and then tuned back in just for the halftime performance. I give the Philadelphia Eagles an A+. I give the halftime performance an A++. And I give Pat Mahomes' performance, well, does it really matter? King Germ had a lot to worry about. Why? This was a team that was destined to go and do something that has never been done before in that particular sport, which is what? A three-peat. So they had something to play for. But just like all year, KC had to deal with injuries and the lack of, and I don't want to say the lack of, because we've seen Brady do more with less as well. I'm a huge criticizer. I criticized Brady his whole career because I felt like his career started off the back of the Raiders. Do your history. Anyhow, you got to respect the greatness. And I'll be goddamn if they disrespect the nigga that I disrespected his whole career with saying if Pat Mahomes was to win this championship, he would be unanimously the GOAT, nigga. No, no, no. It's not happening. It's not. That would have been an impressive win, nonetheless, if he did overcome that Eagles defense, but he didn't. You know, the Eagles got two white boys back there. They cold. They with us. Somebody gave them some gumbo. Somebody let them know what their playlist was missing. You got to be a fool to think that they don't have at least three K-Dot songs on one of their playlists. No? Six of them. They play well. You know, dominant first half, second half. You could tell the Eagles... pretty much when it got to the fourth quarter, like, hey, let's take the gas off just a little bit. You know, they apply pressure for at least three and a half quarters, because we can't forget what, you know, New England did to Atlanta. That can always be a thing. That could happen. And it wouldn't have been much of a It still could be a debate, because you're not about to disrespect Tom Brady like that. But it'd be hard to debate if Pat Mahomes was to come back from being down by, you know, 3 to 4 touchdowns. Then we got something to talk about. But it didn't happen. So the Eagles is the new champs. Shout out to them. What they got, too. I remember back in the shit. Yeah, it wasn't too long ago you niggas trophy case was empty. A lot of NFC appearances and yeah, a couple of wins and stuff like that. I really thought, man, I was going for Atlanta that year that y'all went to the Super Bowl when T.O. had the broken leg or whatever. I was really going for Mike Vick. That was my guy. If anybody was going to get them niggas some type of a chance. Because y'all had a... That game, y'all needed 100% T.O. Y'all actually needed more than that, but we just going to stick with the facts. Like, the nigga played on, probably about a 60% healthy leg. Maybe. So, and he did what he had to do, too. He actually did what he had to do. But, yeah, it wasn't too long ago y'all niggas didn't have shit in y'all trophy case. So, at the same time, King Germ, I respect the W. Y'all niggas have been balling all year. Balling the past couple of years at that. Fierce. Dominant. You know, one of the most rowdiest fan bases. Y'all not too far from being, like, a Dallas fan base. Not annoying, but kind of slow, because you can't be that aggressive. Like I said, y'all been aggressive for a very long time with nothing to show for it. So y'all just got the trophy case with something. You know what I'm saying? So shout out. But it's like, act like you've been here before, but you can't. You know what I mean? So it's like, y'all still like new to this championship shit. You know, y'all been there. Like, y'all been to second base and third base so many times. And then y'all got to home base twice. So chill out. Chill out. But we glad y'all beat the niggas that nobody in the world but Missouri was going for. You know what I mean? So we got to, you know, shout out to y'all. King Germ, like I said, you're the only Eagles fan I know. I don't come across those too much at all. You know, maybe online, but I don't think I know anybody personally that's an Eagles fan. So shout out to you. Shout out to you, man. Yeah, like I said, I love the Super Bowl. Well, half of it. And then the halftime performance, which everybody tuned into. But also with my Lakers, man. Hey, quickly, everybody sent out a prayer to Anthony Davis. He'll be down for at least 3 to 4 weeks. Now, y'all might think that I'm like being an asshole or being petty here. No, I am not towards him, because he will always be our guy. But this is to, let me see the people who said that it was a wrong trade for the Lakers. Why would we give up? Let me explain something to y'all. What we've been trying to tell y'all ignorant people is probably the same ones that didn't understand the halftime show. Is that we've been dealing with Anthony Davis almost half of his career. If y'all don't know, he's been in the league 13 years. He's been with the Lakers for 6 years. Okay? So we've been used to this. We've been used to him falling down, staying down for a while, getting up, getting that goddamn outlet pass from Bron or Reeves or whatever, or going down, getting up, holding his groin, holding his hip, holding his elbow, dragging his shoulder, checking his ankles, kicking his knee out. My nigga, we've been witness that. Okay, for six seasons straight, bro. That's what we're trying to tell y'all. Like, we can't make the same moves that y'all want to make for us. Because if we make the same moves as y'all want to, then it's like, nigga, it'll be an inside job on us tainting our goddamn history. We wouldn't win anything. But then Luka comes along in that trade. He came along in that trade. Let me tell you what he did. He performed. Bron told him, he said, hey, Luka, go out there, be yourself. He said, don't try to fit in, show out. I said, that was dope. That's dope. You know what I'm saying? What else could you say in that situation, though, to make a cat feel comfortable? He probably already feel comfortable. You know what I'm saying? And in his first game, he dropped, what, 14 points? That's nice. And I need that, because we ended up smacking the dog shit out of the Jazz. 113 to 113. Damn, not 13, but 113. But I want you to look at how across the board, how we spread it out, the wealth. I mean, Bron had 24. Rui had 21. That's why we didn't want to give him up. Look at Hayes coming through with 12. You know what I'm saying? 2 rebounds is not enough, though, bro. Because Bron had 7. You know what I mean? Reeves had 9 boards with 22 points. Hell, even Luka had 5. He had 5 boards and 4 assists. He came in and he hooped. You know who else, though? We got to talk about Jordan Goodwin. He came in off the back, 17 points, 8 boards. And then look who showed up. Mr. Gabe Vincent. You got to love it, man. You got to love it. Look, now, I can't take too much. We can't take too much credit. I mean, even though it's an any given Sunday when it comes to basketball as well, Utah is a professional team, but it's one of the, if not the weakest team in the league. But they got a lot of youngsters over there. They got a, you know, former Laker player over there. So it's still an NBA team. You know, our matchups and how we're going to look going forward because, oh, we got Dalton Connect back. Now, look, we don't have the big that y'all thought we was going to get, that I thought we was going to get, that everybody thought we was going to get. He didn't pass his physical. Apparently, his injuries is just as worse as AD's. So we said, no. We take that back. Let's get ours back. Now, we do get Cam Reddish, which we don't too much care about, but he is a good defender in moments. I would say that. If he could just stick to playing defense, but we might need him for offense. Okay, but I don't. Cam Reddish won't be on that team after this season. Now, as far as Dalton, I know he feels salty. Dalton, look at me. We gave you a nickname. We gave you Connect Four. I know. It's just business, bro. Get over it. Don't let the internet. It's the internet that's gonna say, "Well, how y'all expect for him to play after he's a grown man? I want to make a check. Maybe we expect him to come in and hoop." Let bygones be gone. Bygones. Stop being a little bitch. It's not like we traded him to his house. We traded him to another team where they were going to use his services and he was going to get paid. Stupid. It's business. Yo, there's been a lot of players. I was trying to tell my other fellow friends and fans of the Lakers. There's a lot of players that has left that I didn't want to leave, that has gotten traded, or we just didn't re-sign. Alex Caruso, Karan Butler. You know, there was a lot. My boy Westbrook was on the team at one point. We had Melo on the team at one point. There was players that we've had on our team that I did not want to go. When I seen Nick Van Exel, you know, when you see that nigga in the Nuggets jerseys, ew. It was a lot of players, man. But that's just how the business goes. It's going to be very difficult for you to keep that nucleus together, especially if these players are performing great. They're going to get offers from other places, coaches included. So you have to win in a certain window. You have to, because, and then you got to hope that niggas is not caring about the money. Like, it's a money game. Part of the reason why Luka is gone from the Mavericks is because he was up for that super duper max, my nigga. That super max, I mean, that trade costed him a little bit over 100 mil, maybe around 120. So you know when that nigga played Dallas, it's owning cracking. And hopefully, which I doubt, AD won't be there. Now, that's the part I don't like, because if he's going to be out for a month, that means I know we play Dallas within the next couple of weeks, I think. So it's one of those things where I'm rooting for Dallas. Yo, it'd be crazy if Dallas and the Lakers met in the playoffs. Wild. And everybody is fully healthy. Go get Dwight. Go get JaVale McGee. Let's run that shit back with those two old centers that we had. They already know what it is, and we don't need them for much offense. Our offense is from the backcourt and the wings now. We ain't feeding the bigs, and I don't even think Dwight Howard don't even had that. He didn't even have that type of ego when he won the championship with us. JaVale McGee never had that. Never had an ego in general, and we just need somebody to protect the rim, get some boards, because Jackson Hayes. This motherfucker can catch every lob in a mother. I seen this nigga trip over his own foot, though. Something's going on. But this nigga can catch every lob in a book, but only getting two boards. We don't need that. We went small ball in the third and fourth quarter. Like, we gotta get us some bigs. We definitely got to do that. But I love the future. Now we got to see how this is not going to be the first time we've, I guess it'll be the first time. Yeah, this will be the first time we actually built around a point guard, as far as I'm concerned. Because when Magic was added to the Lakers, they was building the point guard around the center. So hopefully we kind of do some type of weird timeline influence where we can go after a big. Hey, man, don't think that niggas can't get stolen. That's the thing. Like, niggas would, more, it was more hate about this trade because of who we got and who the nigga went to. That's all it was. I would have been like, damn, because look, I told y'all, I didn't even have Luka on the radar because I wouldn't have never think, Luka was going to be there as long as Dirk was there. That's what I'm thinking in my head. I'm not even thinking about this nigga going to another team. Seeing him in another jersey, never outside of an all-star team jersey, I would have never thought that he would have got traded. Maybe enter free agency, but never traded. So, yeah, good opening game. I liked it. It's just more to come. And look, let's just watch this shit play out. But same thing with Dallas. Everybody else that got traded, we just got to see if it works out. Because the number one thing that niggas want to say is Bron needs the ball and Luka needs, they look good out there. And for nothing, we know that was his first game, so Bron is going to look for him. But Bron didn't waste no time with going, getting the rock and going to score. That's what I like. It showed that, yeah, you here and I want you to do your thing, but I'm also excited and I got to let you know I'm going to get my buckets too. Yeah, and they played a little bit of defense. They're not gonna play defense for the rest of the season like that. We need that type of defense in the postseason. So if that nigga Ole to the rest of the regular season, but we still make it to the playoffs, okay. But I need you to cut that off when we in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? OKC running wild. Them niggas only lost 9 games. Them niggas gonna try to break the record, but they not gonna get it though. Niggas is gonna catch them. Niggas gonna care, but shit, they look like they might go. They look like they might go about what? They look like they might just lose about 15 games. Losing 15 games is wild. I mean, we've seen Golden State quote unquote break the record, but having OKC do that. But see, what doesn't matter to me is the regular season. Because them niggas that broke that Chicago Bulls record did not win the championship that year. That was a hell of a betting year. Hell of a betting year. If we would have known, shit, you could have put it. Yo, just think about it. 80%? Damn, no, this has got to be more than that. About 90% of your games, you won. So, you know, keep bringing the criticism. Because just like in the beginning of the video, nigga, receipts is everywhere. Receipts is everywhere. Just calm down. Just calm down. Just let stuff play out. Even with your team, they might make certain moves that you don't like, and they're definitely going to make some moves that other people might criticize. Y'all got to let some shit play out. Just let it happen. And then you could be right later on when it's all said and done. But don't try to be right so early because you just never know. And I don't want you to look stupid. That's the thing about it is, I don't want you to look stupid. You got to let it happen. I always say, look, it's not going to work when it don't work. You know what I'm saying? But you can't say it's not going to work if you ain't give it a chance. Because y'all niggas said the same thing about, and to me, I said, all right, well, how is this going to work? But I know it's going to be entertaining when, you know, Luka and Kyrie teamed up. How is this going to work? How? But it has to work. You got to figure it out. That's what coaching is for. That's what player IQ is for. Just because we play in the backcourt and we're both scoring guards, we have to figure this out. Yeah, you know what? Guess what? Neither one of us will probably get the scoring title this year. It'll be damn near impossible. Because now I got to ration my shots off between me and you. Just exclusively. We're not even talking about the other three players on the team, on the court at the time. Just between y'all two, that's going to be half of the points. Y'all job is to provide half or more than half of the points in that game. Coming from the number one and number two option, or in some cases, number 1A and 1B. So you got to let it happen, bro. Having your disdain or your hate towards the Lakers is one thing, but as far as hooping, don't nobody want to see Luka and Bron on the same team in the park, in the rec, and in the NBA. This shit is going to be difficult. My God, I would love to just imagine Miami Bron and this Luka. My God. My God. You know what I mean? So you know what? That's 12 Cal. I'm telling you this right now. I'ma send you a voice matter of fact. I'ma send you a voice memo while I'm this is gonna be all new. This is crazy. I'm about to send you a voice memo while I'm recording this show. A12 Cal, I'm currently live on Open Run with BTG. The next episode, the next sports episode that I want to do with you, let's create a starting five of dynamic duos, but not the ones that has already been, you know, not the ones that's already been out and done. No, we're going to create some of the craziest dynamic duos and explain why these players, if these players would have played on the same team with each other. Okay. Can we do that? Like just for example, I'm going to throw this random one out there. What about, and you know what, if you want to make it even more, if you want to paint the picture even more, you can even put them on a team. But that's too fantasy. That's too fantasy. We're just going to go with the pairings. What if, and we're going to go prime. What about a prime Kevin Garnett and a prime Russell Westbrook on the same team? Fire. You want to talk about the amount of fight? You Squabble Up would be the song that they will come out to. But the energy on that team? Nigga, please. So that's what we're going to do, 12. Oh, I forgot I'm still recording your voice memo. So, yeah, that's I'm going to get back to the show. So that's what me and 12 Cal is going to go with. We're going to go with our starting five mismatch dynamic duos. Write that down. King Jeremy, if you want to send in your five, go ahead and do so. I'm extending this offer. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Dolomite, y'all niggas got maybe about a week and some change. You know what? Because we're going to do it on his platform. We're going to do it on 12. I'm making the executive decisions, my nigga. If you really think about it, collectively, all my sports teams, college and pros, we got the most championships, if you really think about it. So that's where we got to go. We got to go with the nigga who got the most championships. Between the Lakers, Raiders, UCLA, Bruins, the Dodgers. Yeah. And if I wanted to, yeah, I could throw the Kings in there. You know what I'm saying? So outside of them, yeah, I could do what I want. So we're going to have it on 12 Cal's platform. We're doing our starting five mismatch dynamic duos. Okay? King Germ. Dolomite, all them niggas that be on King Germ Live. If y'all niggas want some type of, if y'all want to be featured, send that shit in so I can send it to 12 Cal. Open Room with BTG. Halftime performance. Let's talk about it. I learned that a lot of you niggas didn't do your homework when y'all got home from school. Kendrick gave y'all something to think about. And y'all niggas didn't like it because y'all niggas stay programmed to looking at the same. Hey, remember when niggas used to watch halftime performances with country artists and motherfuckers we just didn't know. That we just didn't know. And majority of them Super Bowl halftime performances, y'all niggas don't even remember. We know Janet got her titty snatched off. We got that. We saw The Weeknd running through a maze. We got that. Shakira and J-Lo, we watched for them, not for the music. Okay? We got that. Obviously, the one in L.A., we loved that one because it had so many Hall of Famers in that one. The top two will always be between Prince and Mike. Okay? Because they hold something special in our heart. They're not here anymore. They're iconic figures. But we do have another iconic performance. And you want to know what made this performance iconic? It wasn't just the messages. It just wasn't the Easter eggs. It wasn't the plain messages hidden in plain sight. No, it wasn't that it was super blackity black. Nah, it wasn't that. It wasn't that he was dissing Drake again, stumping on his grave, and dissing Trump in his face without Trump even knowing. No, it's not that either. It's not that. It was the fact that you had to watch it, and whether you liked the songs or didn't know them, or if you liked the songs or not, or you didn't know them, you had to watch and be entertained. Niggas was entertained. Whether they felt like they was fulfilled, because here's what I don't understand. The niggas that don't like Kendrick was saying what he should have done. So are you saying that you like those songs, but you was just mad that he took out y'all GOAT? What was it? Because y'all was saying he should have performed this song, and I would have performed this song. He should have performed, but he did, because this is not K-Dot's first time at the Super Bowl. This is just the first solo headliner as an artist, as a rap artist, or a hip-hop artist, I should say. Drake is rap, K-Dot is hip-hop. There's a difference. There's a difference. Uncle Sam was in attendance. Serena Williams was in attendance. K-Dot, old body, on top of the light pole, was in attendance. It was a lot. And no, that had to be a prop GNX. Probably had to cost a lot of money, because all them niggas that came out of that car, they either came from the middle of the stage of where the car was parked at, or they came from behind where that side of the crowd probably seen it or not. But golly, that nigga gave y'all niggas a masterpiece. But y'all so used to just niggas lip singing, or probably actually singing. Let's give some niggas some credit. You know what I'm saying? They're hits. Hey, y'all niggas could miss me with the, if I wanted to introduce somebody to K-Dot, I would introduce, shut up. Just send the playlist over, stupid. Okay? Just know that K-Dot did something different. That nigga pissed y'all off. Y'all niggas was more upset than the Missouri fans. And them niggas was hot, because they was getting their ass whooped. Hey, there was a certain portion of America that did not know what the hell was going on. And I loved every bit of it, because I was just watching. Niggas would say, I was going to come up with my own playlist. And they said the playlist was leaked, and that was the leaked playlist was a real thing, okay? I was going to come up with my own playlist. I think I would have gotten maybe 3 or 4 of the songs right, okay? But the other ones would have been, because of what I thought he was going to do. But at the same time, when people ask me, yo, what you think is going to happen? Dog, I was comfortable and happy to say, I don't know. And that was the best part, is we don't know what this nigga going to do. This nigga chose one of the biggest platforms in the world to spread a message. And y'all niggas said, man, this is mid. He should have played this song that I don't listen to anyway, because if I were to introduce somebody to his music, I thought he would have performed it. And then, or what? Just send the albums to that person, nigga. Hey, y'all be killing me with these excuses. The excuse hate. That's what I'm start calling. I'm going to call it the excuse hate. Y'all got to do better, man. But a lot of y'all niggas either avoided or failed art class. I get it. Y'all like surface level shit. I bet y'all still eat Top Ramen. That shit not good for you, especially past your 30s. I'm sorry to say, my niggas. Is you got to do better now. There's a healthier way of eating chicken ramen. I get it. You don't want to hear it. Niggas want to die. Niggas is okay with dying that way. All right, well, then this message ain't for you. Same for the halftime performance. For the niggas that, hey, Open Run with BTG. Man, we got some from, what was that? From Saturday to Monday night. Just pure entertainment. They even showed this nigga Drake. They showed this nigga Drake squad. I need some water. They showed this nigga Drake squad watching the halftime performance. 12 Cal, let's do that episode, my guy. Much love. Much love, y'all. Oh, hey, and Key Germ. Salute, my nigga. Salute. Y'all the champions, big dog. Carry yourself like a champion. Don't talk too much. Because niggas know sports history, but you a champion. Can't nobody take that shit from you.